We're learning Maseches Tshuva's Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel and Beis. Hama'ares es bitoy ve'girsha. So now we said that the halacha is that the father gets the possession, you know, the ma'aseh deha of the daughter. So let's say the daughter got a kedushin and then got divorced, so she gets a ksuba. A lot of times she gets a ksuba. The fidus mandiyam of our Mishnah, at least, that Chazal Mazakana Ksuba also for Arusa. So who gets the Ksuba? You know who gets the Ksuba? The father gets the Ksuba. You know why? Because the father is still, it's still in the father's shush, it's still in the suan. As long as she's a Ktano or a Naira, the father gets the Ksuba. So Ma'aris is Bite Vigirsha, she got divorced. Or Irsa, then afterwards, even if it's afterwards, it's the same person. She first had Ares and she got divorced. Then Irsa Mazarmla and her husband died. Ksubasa Shaloi, the father gets the Ksuba. His Sia Vigirsha, if she got married with a suan and then she got divorced, or his Sia and his Armula, or she got married and she became Amona, Ksubasa Shalah. The Ksuba belongs to her. Because once you hit Nisuin, so then the halacha is, it's not in the Shush Av anymore, and therefore she gets the Ksuba for herself. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Harishon Ishalab, the first Ksuba will be to the father, even though she had a Nisuin. We'll see why in the Gemara. Omer Lo Yechom, what are you talking about? Mr. Sia, Yelavir Shushba. After Nisuin, the father has no Rishus in her. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah Fidar Abana Machal, between Eris and Nisuin, and the Yehuda says the first Nisuin, some reason, will go to the father. So the Gemara. Taima, why the Gemara is bavarning, why did it say a case? We want a case where there was two marriages here. So why did it say the first case, Girsha and Nisarmla? Say both Girsha, both Nisarmla, what's Pshat? Taima the Sia of a Girsha, Sia of Nisarmla. Avas Armla Tre Zimni, but if her husband died twice, Sulei Chazal and Suve. She can't get married again. And we didn't want to say a case of Peronios. We didn't want to say a case where she can't get married anymore. She's so young, she can't get married anymore. Rebbe owns two times the chazak already. That means if Aisha gets married twice and her husband dies twice, she can't get married a third time, which for Nairo would be pretty devastating. Therefore, our Mishnah won't say that case of that. Our Mishnah will say a case of Girsha and Asamla. I say a case of Girsha twice. So really, if you remember in Maseches Yevamos, there's Machlokes Rishonim there. If someone gets divorced twice, is there a katlonis, a chazaka on a gershon? It's a shaila. Because there, a lot of times, it's not the mazel, it's because they get into a fight. The whole part of a katlonis is, except it's her mazel is causing it. A lot of times by gershon, it's not her fault. So there's the Machlokes Rishonim. Al-Kaponim, they don't say a case of Misarmla twice, because they don't want to say a case of Pronius. The Mishnah said further, Rehudaim HaRishonim Shalav, the first ksuba goes to the father. My time, what's pshat? My time, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda went to Vayu, Hoyel Mashas Erisin Zachar B'Ma'av. Since by Erisin, who would get the ksuba if she got a get after Erisin? The father. So that's when the chiyuv starts the ksuba, and the father already was Zoyche. So even though now she has an Asuin, still, since she has this chus, the father has this chus, Mashas Erisin, he gets it. Masiv Rava, Nasir Kashav, Rabbi Yehuda's own words in Abraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, HaRishon Ishlab, she became a begeris before she had an asu and the father loses it. And the question is, why? Am I? If you hold that Mashas Erisin Zachsa, Lamai says she was a ktana of Mashas Erisin. So he's Zaycha then Xura, the father's got the Xuba. Why, if she comes a begeris before an asu, does it go to the daughter herself? So, Rahu's a little bit different. Psha is like this, that the ksuba is written a little bit before the nesuin. You're right, the chiyuv starts from Erisin, because the Chokan is chazal. But usually you only write the ksuba right before the nesuin. That's when they wrote the ksuba. That's the minute. So here, the time they wrote the ksuba, already she was a begeris. And that is why the father doesn't get it. But if they wrote the ksuba while she was still a Ketana and Naira, even before the Nisuin, and not even, Dafka before the Nisuin, so the father was Zoyche Mashas Ksiva. Because Mashas Ksiva is when the Shibud really starts, and that is when the father is Zoyche in the Ksuba. And therefore, since Mashas Erisin, they wrote the Ksuba, therefore the father, and she was still in the father's Rishos, therefore the father gets the Ksuba. Zoyche to Gemara, Migva Mem is Gavya. That means the Gavya Av, we said, everything's totally in the Ksiva. It's not Basta Erisin. What about legabe be mitoyer from the lekuches, the shibud on the lekuches, the lien on the properties? When does that start from? What does that start from? It starts from the ksivas L'ksivas haksubo or from Erison? That's the question. When does that start from? Like Rashi speaks out in different maskal mikvah. Me'emus tar from Meshavdi. Meshavdi's Erison. So he's shaita echayiv et kanter rabbanon. Or he dilma achas ksivo dava milva v'shtar alay tarfa. That's the shayla. Do you go to the shtar or basa the chiv? That's the Gemara's question. Well, when do you collect? Amar Rav Huna, like we know by father is zichav v'shas ksivo. What's the halacha by kuchas? Amar Rav Huna, it depends. Mano mesayim min Erison. Mono Messiah, you collect from the Kukhas as a Shiba, there's a lien already from the Erison. Because that's a Chiv, Medin, Chazal, to give either Mono by Ba'ula or Messiah by Basula. But the Sefes, anything and the Ksuba, that only starts Minan Nesuin. That only starts from the Nesuin and not from, because that starts really, the Nesuin is Lav Dafka, means from the Ksiva, that starts from the Ksiva, the Shiba on the Kukhas. Avasio, Me'echazef, Echazosuin, both of them start from the Ksuba, from the writing of the Ksuba. So Rav Huna is mechalek between the mono mesayim and the tesefes. Mir Rav Huna achi is Rav Huna mechalek between the mono mesayim and the tesefes. Ve'itva we learned. Hatzia lo shtei ksubos. If the isha walks in with two ksubos, achas mesayim, one says 200 from the same husband, obviously. One says 200 zuz. Achas shalosh, one says 300 zuz. What's the halacha? Bam Rav Huna. Pasul ligvos mesayim goyim zvan rishon. One was written earlier than the other one. It was written in this order also, like Rashi speaks out. The Messiah was written for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Shalosh Beis was written for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah was written for. So that was written 6 months apart. So Rav Huna says, you know, it's up to you. You know, if the guy doesn't have any money and you have to go collect from the Kuchais, just take the 200. Basel Ligvayis, Messiah, and Gaiva, Mazan Rishon. You want to collect the Shalosh Beis, Gaiva, Mazan Sheni. It's like up to you, do what you want. Then Misa, afraid the Gemara of Huna holds, there's a chilik between the Tesefes and the Mono Messiah. So why don't you take the 300 one, and the 200 you collect Meshas Erison, and the 100 is Mizman Shani. Misa, take the Messiah Mizman Rishon, Omeya Mizman Shani. Afraid the Gemara, well, Tamech Asher Bele Kasha. Take the Chomish Meyas, collect 500. Both. Zemara says, Zemara Tamech, do the Chomish Meyas. Kulam, everything. Messiah is not Rishon. Last man is not Sheni. The whole thing. Ella, what's the pshat? Al Chomish Meir is my time. Eloi Gavya. Kibul Kashala doesn't say in the second star. Shavisi, which means I wanted. Vayisivis Lach and I Moisif to you. Last man is Messiah. I added 300 on the 200. Doesn't say that. So what it is? It really is. It's really a bitl of the other ksuba. This second ksuba was not a hisaf on the other ksuba. It was a choice. You have a choice which ksuba you want to use. If you collect Mizman Rishon, you collect 200. Mizman Sheni, Gavir's Gavit Las Meir. It was like a choice. We'll see how much money he has and how much, what the liens are, what the situation is. It was just two different ksubas. And one is independent from the other one. They're not a waste another one. Hachi Nami, that's the same reason why in the 300 it doesn't work there. Even the 300 itself, it didn't say I added on 100 on the 200. So really what you're doing is, when you accept that ksuba of 300, you're being meichel the entire first ksuba, and it's only a second ksuba, and you're being meichel the whole shibud from the 200 from Shasta Erison, and everything goes with the second ksuba. Everything goes with the second ksuba. Al-Kapanim was saying, even Rav Huna is v'chalik, when it comes to a regular case, where a ksuba said tesefes, which said the lashon of Haisafa, but here it did not say Lashon HaYisafa. It was two separate independent stories, ksubas, which had to do with where you're collecting from, when you're collecting from, and therefore it's not a kasha on Rav Huna.